We are given a vision of the end, which is to function out of the Lord's goodness with no self-reference. You know, that's how I imagine the angels function. You know, that's the clear difference between this level of life and their level of life. They have been reorganized. Their minds have been reorganized into a form which just conducts the Lord's love without a lot of self-referencing. We're inverted. There's a lot of self-referencing, and occasionally, you know, we get a glimpse of what heaven can be. That's something just to hold in mind, that by sheer force of your own will, you cannot make the ideal, or you can't establish the ideal in your life. The way the ideal is established in your life is dealing with what the word brings up for you and dealing with it with a view to the end. So we get out of the idea that we can be good. We cannot be good. Only the Lord is good. What we can do is recognize what is good, attribute it to the Lord. Also, we can recognize what is evil. We are not evil in and of ourselves. The hereditary proprium is, but we are being separated from that, and so that our sense of self does not remain bound to it. But we certainly have the capacity to recognize it. That's the capacity that truths or the word gives us, in particular in this kind of more interior work.